Father, we gather together tonight, today, to welcome you.
天父，我们今天聚集在一起来欢迎你。
You are the creator of the great and the small things in life.
你是我们大小事中的创造主。
It is the same hands that created the small and the great ones.And Lord, you are the one that created the sun and the moon. You are the one that created the day and the night. You are the one that created the seasons and the times. And therefore, the year 2003 was created before the foundation of this world.
因此在这创立世界以前公元2003年已经被你创立
In your blueprint you know what would take place in the year 2003
在你的蓝图当中你知道2003年要发生什么事
And therefore since you are the one that created this year
既然你是创造今年的主
Lord we put our lives and our plans into your hands Lord, in your hands, we are safe and sound.
主在你的手中，我们就平静安稳。
Lord, we want to hold on to your hands, Lord, that you lead us through this new year.
主，当你带领我们经过这一年的时候，我们都要紧抓住你的手。
Let this year we begin to behold your goodness.
让我们今年定睛仰望你的美善。
Let this year be a year that Lord you come and visit your people.
让今年成为你拜访你百姓之年。
For this is the year of the Lord's visitation.
因为今年是神的拜访之年。
And we open our hearts to you.
我们向你把心敞开。
And Lord, even this morning, Lord, may you open up your word again.
就是今天早上你再将你的话语向我们的开启
From the gates of your word let the river of life flow forth
从你话语的门流出你生命的河
And we thank you Lord
主我们谢谢你
For the wonderful Holy Spirit that has been helping us to understand your word
谢谢那美好的圣灵一直在帮助我们了解你的话语
We thank you in Jesus wonderful name
我们奉耶稣美好的名感谢你
Amen
Amen
I want to share something first before we go into our subject.
在我们进入主题之前要先跟各位解释几件事。
One of the very first things that we must understand is that when a prophetic word is released to the people of God,
我们要了解的第一件事情就是当一个先知性的话语释放在神百姓当中的时候。
That very day, that very moment, spiritual warfare begins.
从那一个时刻开始就开始了属灵征战
Do you know that each time when God gave you a word from heaven spiritual warfare begins in your life
你知道每一次神从天上给你话语的时候在你的生命中就开始了属灵征战
And if you are not aware of this spiritual warfare you will lose that precious seed from heaven
假如你没有注意到这个属灵征战你就失去了天上给你这个先知性的种子
You know, the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 19,
在马太福音十三章十九节圣经这样说
and it says this, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside.
他这样说凡听见天国道理不明白的那恶者就来把所撒在他心里的夺了去这就是撒在路旁的了
Each time the servant of God sowed the word of God the enemy comes and steals God's word
每一次神的仆人撒下神话语的种子仇敌就来把他偷走
You see Jesus describes Satan as the thief who comes to steal in John 10
在约翰福音十章十节耶稣说魔鬼撒旦来就是偷盗杀害毁坏
If a thief comes into your house
假如一个贼跑到你家
They won't come and steal your handkerchief or your clothes
他不会跑来偷你的衣服偷你的手帕
They will come and steal the most precious thing in the house the jewelry, the gold and the silver
他们会把你家中最宝贵的这些的金银宝物都偷走
Therefore when the enemy Satan comes into your lifeThey come and steal the most important thing, and that is the Word of God.
所以当撒旦来到你的生命当中，他要偷走你生命中最宝贵的东西，就是神的话语。
On the first night, when the prophet of God released that prophecy for your nation,
当第一天晚上我们这里的课程，神的先知释放神对这个国家的先知性预言。
I could perceive there was a mighty war going on in the realm of the spirit.
我简直可以看到属灵界里面有一个极大的征战。
And almost you lost that war.
几乎失去了那个战争打败。
Almost you lost the seed of God that night.
那天晚上你几乎就失去了神这个先知性话语的种子。
If not for intercession, you have lost it altogether.
假如不是因为代祷的话，你一点都不能够存留。
Even yesterday night when the word of the Lord was released for your nation.
就算昨天晚上神对我们的国家说话。
If you don't understand it.
假如你不了解。
If you don't keep it.
假如你不保存它
if you don't meditate upon it,
而且你不默想它
if you don't apply it and work it out in your prayer life,
假如你不去应用它在你的祷告生活上实行出
very soon you lost the power of the word.
很快的这话语的全能就失去了
Remember what I said yesterday, what was the two scriptures that God gave us?
记得昨天我跟你说神给我两节，给我们两节经文要来祷告的是哪两节
？What was the two? What is the first scripture that I gave you?
第一节的经文在哪呢
？You must know it in your mind, Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 3.
你要马上在你的思想里面知道是西班牙书二章第三节。
And you must memorize it.
而且你要把它记住。
Remember the three form of seeking: seek the Lord, seek righteousness.Seek meekness.
记得吗？神叫我们要寻求主，寻求公义，寻求谦卑。
What was the second scripture that God gave us yesterday?
昨天第二节经文是什么呢？
Hosea chapter 14.
何西阿书第十四章。
I tell you, when you come to the book of Hosea, it's a wonderful book.
何西阿书真是一本美好的书。
It's a book of joy.
是喜乐的书。
Hosea.
好了。
Hosea. So you should be happy when you read that book, Hosea. Everything is Hosea.
你用闽南语发音何西阿书就是没有问题的意思。
Everything is well and fine.
每一件事情都很好。
Remember Hosea gave us the promise from verse 4 to verse 8. He says, I will heal your backsliding freely and I'm coming to bless your land.
记得何西阿书十四章四到八节讲到说我要赦免你的悖逆，我要来祝福你的土地。
Remember what was the prophetic word that God gave yesterday?
昨天神给的先知性话语是什么呢
？He said, "Deliverance or destruction in the coming years now lies in the hands of the praying church."
他说，在未来年日，台湾前途是被毁灭或是被释放，完全在于祷告教会的手中。
I can only share to you at this level of revelation.
到目前为止，我只能跟你分享这个层次的启示。
I could tell you a deeper meaning.
我可以告诉你这个更深层的意思是什么。
But you are not ready to receive it.
可是你们还没有预备好接受。
So I only tell you the surface truth only.
所以我就把最表层的一层给你们。
Do you catch the meaning?
你要抓住这个意义。
There is something more deeper that the Lord wants you to know.
在这里面还有更深层的含义。
So keep those words.
所以你要抓住这些话语
and put it in prayer,
把它放在祷告里
as you work it out in prayer, this word will be in your heart, none can snatch it away.
当你把这个话语放在祷告当中同行的时候，这个话语在你的心中没有人可以夺去。
Would you keep these two promises in your heart every day?
你是不是每天可以把这两个应许放在你心中呢？
Hold it, don't let the devil snatch it away from you.
你要把它抓住，不要让仇敌把它偷走。
Amen.
Amen.
Now there's another scripture I want to turn to now is.Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 15.
我们来看西班牙书第二章第十五节。
Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 15.
西班牙书第二章第十五节。
And this is what it says. This is the rejoicing city that dwelleth carelessly.
这是素来欢然安然居住的城市。
You know, when I saw that scripture,
当我看到这节经文
He said, "This nation is full of merrymaking."
他说啊，这个国家里面到处是欢乐的声音。
This is a nation that enjoy the fun, the drink, and eating and making merry, like in the days of Noah and Lot.
就像在挪亚跟罗德的日子，人们吃喝嫁娶，欢喜快乐。
Oh, having a lot of happy hours after work, enjoy themselves.
然后呢，工作完了就出去疯狂一番。
and they dwell carelessly.
而且他们很不经意的在活着。
Do you know that Taiwan must have a spiritual awakening?
你知道吗？台湾一定要有一个属灵的觉醒。
That's why you must pray for Taiwan.
所以你要为台湾祷告。
Because the people, including the church, are dwelling carelessly.
因为在台湾的百姓，包括在教会里面的百姓，都是活着轻轻忽忽的。
Because the church do not have a revelation, what hour are they living in at this moment?
因为教会没有得到启示，他们不知道他们现在活着的是一个什么样的时代。
So we must pray that they will awake out of their slumber and their sleep.
所以我们一定要祷告，让他们从他们的懒惰跟沉睡当中惊醒。
First, you must wake up.
所以你第一步要醒来
Then you can wake up others.
然后你才能把别人摇醒
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's turn to the book of Psalms 22.
我们来看诗篇22篇
Verse 11 to verse 13.
11到13节
Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help. Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round.They gap upon me with their mouths as a raving and a roaring lion.
二十二章第十一到十三节，求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。
Now I'm speaking in parables now.
现在是用比喻来说明。
Trouble is not far from Taiwan.
台湾离麻烦不远了。
I cannot tell you what I know.
不能把全部知道的都告诉你。
I'm telling you, trouble is not far from Taiwan.
我说台湾距离麻烦不远了。
There are many bulls and there are many roaring lions waiting for you.
在你们的四周有很多的公牛跟吼叫的狮子在等着吞噬。
And that's why you must pray to stop the power of devouring lions and destruction coming to your nation.
所以你一定要努力的祷告，让这些吼叫的狮子跟这些毁灭台湾的力量远离台湾。
They are not far from you.
他们距离你们真的不远了。
Do you know what I mean? They are not far from you.
所以你要知道我的含义，他们距离你们不远。
Verse 19 and 20.
十九二十节。
But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, hasten me to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog.
愿话求你不要远离我，我的救主啊，求你快来帮助我。求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑，救我的生命脱离犬类。
You know, even though trouble is not far from you,
虽然麻烦距离我们不远
，but verse 19 says the Lord is also not far from you.
第十九节也说，耶和华也距离你不远。
Amen.
Amen.
Even though the trouble may not be far from you, never mind. Only know that the Lord is not far from you.
虽然麻烦距离你不远，可是你只要记住。主也距离你不远。
So you hold on to the Lord and say, Lord, deliver me, help me, strengthen me, save me.
所以你要紧抓住主说，主啊，求你拯救我，释放我。
I'm telling you, you must pray very hard for your land.
我告诉你，你要为这块土地非常努力的祷告。
Pray very hard for your land.
要非常非常的努力为这块土地祷告。
So that verse 20 will not happen.
以至于第二十节不会发生。
Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the powers of the dog.
求你救我的灵魂脱离刀剑，救我的生命脱离犬类。
Dog is always speaks about the Gentile nations.
这个犬类总是说的是外邦国家。
May God deliver you from the power of the dog that is nearby.
愿神释放你从这个附近的外邦国的手里脱离。
You must pray.
所以你要祷告啊。
That the enemy will not come into your land.
以至于仇敌不能够来到你的国家。
Oh, you do not understand what the enemy is planning against you.
你都不知道仇敌在背后怎样算计你。
They have a big plan, day and night already planned against you.
他们日日夜夜的就有一个计划要来抵挡你，对抗你。
That's why we must pray.
所以我们一定要祷告。
Wake up, they are trying to lie to you.
你要醒来，不要再相信谎言。
They tell you, woo woo, I'm a little puppy, woo woo.
这些的敌人告诉你说，他只是只温顺的小狗。
Then that woo woo becomes a lion, roar, and bites you.
本来温顺的那一面，后来突然变成一个凶猛的狮子来咬你。
Oh, I'm that friendly little dog. Woo woo.
他说我是一只友善的小狗。
You better don't believe it.
最好不要相信他。
They are trying to eat you up.
他们要试着把你通通给吃了。
Now let's turn to Psalms 18.
我们来看诗篇十八篇。
And verse 50.
第五十节。
Why we must pray for Taiwan?
为什么一定要为台湾祷告
？Great deliverance give he to his king, and show mercy to his anointed.To David and to his seed forevermore.
耶和华赐极大的救恩给他所立的王，施慈爱给他的受膏者，这是给大卫和他的后裔，直到永远。
And this is what the Lord highlighted this morning to me. He said, "You must pray for your king."
这个今天早上神就用这节经文跟我说，他说你要为你的王祷告。
You must pray for your president.
为你的总统祷告。
You must pray for your government.
为你的政府祷告。
You must pray that God will give wisdom to your king.
你要祷告。让神把智慧给你的王
，so that he will not make costly mistakes，
以至于他不会犯下错误，付上极大的代价。
Amen.
Amen.
So when you pray for Taiwan, please pray for your king.
所以你为台湾祷告的时候，要为你的总统祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Now turn with me also to the book of Ezra.
以斯拉。
Ezra chapter 8 verse 36.
以斯拉第八章第三十六节。
And they delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors on this side of the river, and they furthered the people and the house of God.
他们将王的谕旨交给王所派的总督与河西的省长，他们就帮助百姓，又供给神殿里所需用的。
This is what the Lord highlighted this morning.
今天早上神就用这节经文跟我说
话。He said yesterday night.Whatever the Lord has spoken on the yesterday night about your nation,
不管昨天晚上主对你说有关于你国家的任何事
，and the very first night of the prophecy,
还有第一天晚上的预言
，you must take this king's commission, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你一定要拿住这个王的命令，也就是从耶稣基督来的命令。
Send it to the king's lieutenant, which are the pastors and the leaders of the land.
叫把这个信息拆给王的这些的军队。
Spread the message of the king's commission among the people and the house of God, which is the church.
也要把这些的命令给你的牧师、传道人，还有在神的家中跟神的百姓里，要告诉他们这些。
You have a responsibility today to be a messenger to take those two messages and spread it all around.
今天你听到了这两个信息，你就有这个责任要把它传出去。
Buy more tapes and bless them.
你要买很多的录音带，用这些录音带去祝福他们。
Not because I'm asking you to buy.
不是因为我要你来替我销售这些录音
带。But God highlighted this scripture to me this morning.
可是因为今天早上神跟我讲这一节经文。
He said, take this message and spread it among the house of God and the people of God, the governor and the king's lieutenant.
他说要把这个神的信息传到神的家中，神的军队，神的将领手上。
You know, 2 weeks ago when I was in Jakarta, Indonesia,
两个星期以前在印尼雅加达
，God showed me what will happen and will take place in the land of Indonesia.
神就告诉我说，印尼将来会发生什么事。
And the Lord began to describe to me the principalities that are ruling the land.
神就告诉我，印尼上空执政掌权的是什么样子。
And I began to describe that in the tape.
我就开始把这个讲出来和录音。
After the meeting, I told my coordinators.
后来聚会结束，我就告诉这个主办聚会的。
I said quickly dub 50 cassettes and spread all among the pastors of this land.
我说你赶快把这个卡带复制50片，然后呢送给这个地上所有的牧师们。
Let them know that there are something troubling the land that we must arise to fight against it.
你要让他们知道有东西来搅扰这块地，我们一定要征战抵挡这个东西。
It is wonderful that you have picked up that commission to pray for the land.
你拿住了这个命令以后来为这地祷告，这是好的。
But the bowl is so big.
可是这个金像太大了。
We need more people to join the prayer force.
我们需要有更多人来加入这个祷告的军队。
We need thousands and thousands of people to join and fill the bowl with incense.
我们需要成千上万的人一起来祷告，才能把金香炉填满。
You know what I prophesied in Indonesia?
我在印尼对他们说什么预言？
I said God wants to raise a 100,000 intercessors army.
我说神要在印尼兴起十万的祷代祷军队。
I say we need 100,000 intercessors army to fight this enemy.
我们需要十万的代祷军队才能够攻打这个敌人。
Because the bigger the enemy, the greater must be the unity and the gathering of the people against it.
因为仇敌越大，神的百姓就要越合一，一起来抵挡仇敌。
Therefore, I need you to obey the commission of the Lord. Go and recruit more intercessors to join forces to fight a common enemy.
所以我要告诉你要传递这个信息然后招聚更多的代祷者同心合一一起抵挡这个仇敌
Please don't show them what you learn from your handwriting from the script
请你不要给他看你的笔记你在祷告山学了什么
It will not be very convincing Let them hear the audio tape
你就让他们听录音带
Because through the tape of the preacher will be able to communicate to them
借着录音带的信息他们能够得到这个原来的沟通方式
So I urge you to get hold of those tapes and go out and bless your friends
我就是鼓励你要买这两堂信息的录音带然后给你的朋友祝福他们
Don't just go and buy one set
你不要只是买一套
Because God needs to recruit a lot of intercessors
因为神要招聚好多好多的代祷者
So are you willing to buy? Not just for your own sake, it's for your nation
所以你真的愿意买这些卡带不是为了你自己是为了这个国家
How many are you willing to buy many, many sets?
有多少人愿意买很多很多这样的录音带
For the sake of Taiwan
是为了台湾
I am going to buy, say, I'm going to buy
你说我要买
Hey, how about the rest of you?
你们其他的人呢
You are not going to buy?
你们不要买录音带。
You selfishly keep this message for yourself.
你们只要把这个信息留给自己吗
？How many of you going to buy many sets?
有多少人要买这两堂的录音带很多套
？Please don't buy one set.
不要只买一套。
Buy many sets and send to many many of your friends.
你要买很多套，然后给你的朋友们。
Please, it's urgent.
因为这很紧急。
It's a necessity to spread the message.
你一定要把这个信息传出去。
Whether they like to hear or don't like to hear, send it to them.
不管他们喜不喜欢听都要给他们听
I told my coordinator I said whether they know me or don't know me if you know that there's an important pastor send to them
我跟那个主持会议的人讲我说不管这个牧师认不认识我只要他们是一个很重要的牧师一定要把录音带给他们
And we send the message to 6 cities in Indonesia
结果我们把录音带送到印尼的60个城市
When you have something precious learn to share
当你抓到一个宝贵的东西你要学习分享给别
人 And this is for your national security
而且这是为你国家的安全
This is for Taiwan
是为了台湾
So I pray that you will do it
所以我祷告你一定要这样做
Don't be selfish
不要自私
Get many sets and spread it among your friends
你要买很多套录音带然后给你的朋友听
Amen
Amen
Now there's another scripture just now what was the last scripture? The next scripture I gave you I flipped and I lost my page 2 Chronicles Chapter of 25, praise God. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, sorry. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, verse 20. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith God, Why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has also forsaken you.
历代志下24:20，那是神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒加利亚，他就站在上面对民说：“神如此说，你们为何干犯耶和华的诫命，以致不得亨通呢？因为你们离弃耶和华，所以他也离弃。”
Now I know this is going to be a good year.
我知道今年会是个好年。
This year God is going to bless many, many of His children.
今年神要大大祝福他的孩子们。
But it is not God's fault that God cannot bless you.
假如神不能祝福你的话，绝对不是他的错。
It is you who disqualify yourself from the blessings and the power of God.
是你让你自己不能够不合格来接受神对你的祝福跟能力。
God say this year, if you transgress the commandments of the Lord, then you cannot prosper.
今年神说，假如你违反神的律例，你就不能够昌盛。
So don't say, oh, the pastor say God bless me, so I'm going to be blessed.
你不要说牧师说我会得祝福我就要得祝福了
God is a God of the Ten Commandments
神是一个写十诫的神
So if you violate His commandments then you disqualify yourself from the blessings
假如你违反他的诫命是让你自己让你自己得不到他的祝福
Amen Let's turn to Genesis chapter 25 verse 16
我们来看创世纪25:16
These are the sons of Ishmael and these are their names by their towns and by their castles 12 princes according to their nations
这是以实玛利众子的名字照着他们的村庄营寨做了十二族的族长。
Amen. You know what God highlighted to me this morning is that there are 12 angels assigned to the nation of Taiwan.
神今天早上告诉我说台湾呢神差遣了十二个天使来。
And these 12 angels are going to go through many cities in Taiwan to collect the incense.
这十二个天使要到台湾不同的城市来搜集香。
Now I know you come from different cities all over Taiwan.
我知道你们从台湾各个不同的城市来。
12 angels are going to different cities to collect incense.
有十二个天使要来台湾不同的城市来搜集祷告的香。
One angel will flew to Taipei to collect all the incense.
有一个天使会飞到台北来搜集祷告。
One angel will go to Taitung to collect all the incense.
还有一个要去台东。
They go to all the different cities.
他们要去不同的城市。
That's why this prayer commission is a national prayer commission.
这就是为什么这个祷告叫你们祷告的命令是一个全国的。
I pray that there will be representative from different cities to pray for Taiwan.
我希望在每一个城市里面都有代表那个城市来为台湾祷告的。
When you come together, please invite.Different people from different cities to represent their cities before God.
当你们聚集人在一起祷告的时候，请你邀请从不同城市来的人代表他们的城市为台湾祷告。
Because God says this bowl must be filled up.
因为神说这个金香炉一定要被填满。
So God has to go in search of incense all over the nation.
所以神必须要在全国来寻找这个祷告的香。
So even though you may be far away from Taipei, God will send the angel to collect your incense.
虽然你距离台北很远，神早就差遣天使在那边等着要收着你的香。
There is an urgency in the realm of the spirit.
在属灵界里面有一个紧急。
Urgency in the realm of the spirit.
是在灵界里面一个紧急的呼召。
This year we must make up for lost time to fill the bowl.
今年我们一定要加倍的来补足我们失去的时间，来满足金香炉的需要。
Taiwan is lagging behind God's timetable.
台湾已经落后神给台湾计划的这。
So we must make up for the lost time to fill the bowl.
所以我们一定要赶上我们落后的时间来把金香炉充满。
Do you know for my nation?
对我的国家。
We have lost that timing already.
我们真的是失去了那个时机。
Judgment is about to begin.
应该有审判快要开始。
Because we have lost those times that God has urged the nation to pray.
因为我们失去了那个神要我们的国家紧急祷告的时刻。
And now we are so far behind.
现在我们落后太多了。
And we are trying more, work more harder than you to pray for our nation.
现在呢，我们要比你们更努力的为我们国家祷告。
Oh, troubles are beginning to erupt in my nation.
在我的国家里已经慢慢开始有很多的麻烦跑出来。
Amen.Now this morning I want to talk to you about a message entitled My Wonderful Reward.
今天早上信息的题目是我美好的奖赏。
My Wonderful Reward.
我美好的奖赏。
This is the second prophetic word for the year 2003.
这是对于2003年先知预言的第二部分。
And I'm going to release three prophetic words through this sermon.
借着这个信息我要给你三个先知性预言。
Turn the book of Galatians chapter 3.Verse 9, verse 13, 14, verse 26, verse 28 and 29.
我们来看到加拉太书第九章十三节。
第三章。
哦，对不起，第三章第九节、十三节、十四节、二十六、二十七节。加拉太书三章。
Amen.
九节、十三节、十四节、二十六、二十七、二十八。
二十九。
二十九。
Amen. All right, you have Galatians chapter 3?
找到没有？加拉太书有第三章吧。
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus,that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. For you are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you were Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
加拉太书三章九节 可见那以信为本的人和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。第十三节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因着信得着所应许的圣灵。二十六节，所以你们因信耶稣基督是神的儿子。二十七节，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。二十八节，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。二十九节，你们既属乎基督，这是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
Amen. And now in Galatians chapter 3, you have a Bible character from the Old Testament quoted by Paul is none other than Abraham himself.
在加拉太书呢，我们有一个人物是保罗他从旧约里面所引用出来一个人物，就是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham was such an impressive figure that it impressed the scholastic mind of Apostle Paul.
亚伯拉罕这个角色呢，实在是太令人印象深刻，难以忘怀，所以深深刻在保罗的心中。
Probably 3 to 5 years from now, I'm going to talk to you about the deeper lives of the life of Abraham.
大概从现在算起3到5年，我会告诉你亚伯拉罕他生命中深层的事。
Oh, Abraham's life is so deep. We are touching deep waters.
亚伯拉罕的生命非常的深。所以我们就是要汲取深的水。
In fact, it was so deep, it touched one of a man of God by the name of Watchman Nee.
事实上，因为他的生命如此的深层，甚至触动了这个尼托生的生命。
I hope one day I have a chance to share with you some of the deep things that you can learn from Abraham's life.
我相信有一天我能够跟各位分享有关于亚伯拉罕生命中深层的事，让我们能够学习。
Oh, there's another deep character by the name of King David.
还有一个人呢，他的名字叫做大卫。
Oh, I hope I can share with you some of the deep things from Psalms 51.
有一些在诗篇51篇记载的一些非常灵里深层的事。
Now, Paul mentioned this character Abraham 29 times in the New Testament.
在新约里面，保罗提到亚伯拉罕提了29次。
In fact, his name is so important. Look at what, how God addressed himself in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6.
在出埃及记三章六节，神怎么样称呼他自己是什么样的神呢？
Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
他说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
In fact, it was the same title that he gave himself also in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew chapter 22 and verse
同样的这样一句话，在马太福音22章第32节也同样记载。
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
The Almighty God is so holy.
全能神是如此的圣洁。
The Almighty God is so powerful.
如此的有全能。
Why does a God so high and mighty takes a lowly name from the earth?
为什么这么有权能、这么崇高的神，他还要用地上人的名字来称呼他自己呢？
Because something in the life of Abraham touches the heart of God.
因为在亚伯拉罕的生命当中，有一些事触动了神的心。
And God said, I choose to relate myself to him.
所以神说，我选择我要与亚伯拉罕发生一个关系。
I am the God of this man. This man's life touched me.
我是这个人的神，因为他的生命触摸了我。
In fact, James chapter 2 verse 23 says, He is the friend of God.
在雅各书2章23节，他说亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
If you look at the historical account in the book of Genesis,
假如我们来看创世纪的历史，
you will begin to discover the prominence of Abraham and his descendants.
你就会发现亚伯拉罕和他的子孙在创世纪里多么的重要。
The first 11 chapters ending in chapter 11 verse 30,
在创世纪1到11章30节为止，
it is a whole entire account of the human race, the account of 2,000 years of world history.
那里记载了所有人类历史的2000年历史。
And then from chapter 12 onwards, for the next 39 chapters, it is a span of only 400 years.
那么从12章到 其余的三十九章呢，全部都是只有记载四百年。
Now think for a moment.
所以你仔细的想想。
During the first 11 chapters,
在创世纪一到十一章
，it was a historical account of the 2,000 years of human history.
这是一个记载人类两千年的历史。
In that 2,000 years, there are many people who live on the earth.
那么在这两千年当中，在地上有很多的人活
着。But you notice the eye of the Lord never take notice of them seriously.
可是神的眼目没有真实的、很严肃的看那些人。
Of course, if you still remember Noah and Enoch.
假如你记得挪亚跟以诺拉。
But notice that from chapter 12 for the next 39 chapters, God was highlighting a very important character.
从十二章以后一直到。以后的三十九章，神强调了非常重要的一个人物。
You will begin to discover that the last 39 chapters of the book of Genesis, it was about Abraham and his descendants.
创世纪这个从后面算的三十九章呢，全部都是有关亚伯拉罕跟他的子孙。
And it was a history of only 400 years.
而且只有记载四百年的历史。
Now here comes an important lesson in life.
所以你要学习现在一个重要的功课教导。
Now we know from Scripture, God is no respecter of person.
我们从经文知道神是不偏待人的。
But I tell you,
可是我告诉你
，God had great respect on Abraham.
神是大大的偏待了亚伯拉罕。
I'm telling you, God gives special VIP treatment for some of His people.
神对他某一些的百姓给他的贵宾级的这个对待。
If you walk with God, I tell you, you will become His VIP.
假如你与神同行，你就是神的贵宾。
Do you know it's so important that you know the entire Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament.
在旧约里面的三十九部书。
It was actually dealing with the history of Israel that come out from the loins of Abraham.
讲的都是以色列的历史。那么这以色列从哪里来呢？就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I tell you, Abraham impressed God.
我告诉你，亚伯拉罕真是让神心。
Learn the secret of walking with Jesus.
你要学习如何与耶稣同行。
There are some people on planet Earth that touches the heart of God.
在地上有些人真是触摸了神的心。
I wish I have time to talk to you about heaven.
我真的很希望能够跟你多讲点天堂的事。
There are some things in heaven that if you understand, it will shock your life.
在天上有些事，假如你真的了解，会让你生命震惊。
Not everybody are equal in heaven.
每个人在天上并不平等。
I'm telling you, you go heaven, you'll be shocked.
到天上你会很惊讶。
All the famous people on this earth are not of high ranking in heaven.
在地上所有这些有名的人呢，在天上并不是有什么高的阶级。
One day I was in prayer. I said, Lord, Lord, so and so, this is a great man of God. Lord, what do you think about them?
我说。有一次祷告的时候跟神说主啊这是多么多么有名的人那个也是那你觉得他们怎么样呢
And he says look
他们神就说看
And I look
我就看
And I saw his position
我就看他的位置
I said 啊、oh?
我说就是这样啊
His ranking is so little
他的阶层这么小
What man esteem as great is little in the eyes of God
人所尊重的在神眼中是渺小的
大牌牧师在上面是小牌。I'm telling you, this is the truth.
这就是真实的，告诉你。
I saw a very great man of God, and I was shocked when the Lord showed me his status in heaven.
我以为那个是很大能属神的人，可是当神告诉我他在天上的阶级的时候，我真的很惊讶。
You want to be great in the kingdom of God? There's only one way: walk closely with Him.
假如你要在神的国度中成为。一个伟人的话只有一个方法就是与神同行
Therefore,
所以呢
ministry is not the main life force of a person's life
一个人主要的能力呢不是在他的事工上
Nowadays I'm not interested in ministry
现在我对事工的兴趣没这么大了
There are many things that I dislike
有很多事情我不喜欢
Many people I love ministry
好多人喜欢服事
Their ranking will be very low in heaven
专做事工的这些人呢，他们在天上的阶层很低的。
哇、wow, ，many people love to serve God and busy doing this, busy doing that. One day they find they are just a little ranking person in heaven.
有些人他们就很喜欢做事情，他们要为神做这做那。有一天就发现，在天上的阶层很低的。
Because they do not know what God wants.
他们不晓得神要什么。
God not just wants your work, He wants your heart.
神不是要你的工作而已，他要你的心啊。
Maybe one day some of you.Become greater than the man of God.
也许在我们当中有一些人在天上，你的阶层将来是比那些现在大牌的人更高层的。
Because you have a walk that touches God's heart.
因为你与神同行的这个生命触摸了神的心。
Look at Romans chapter 8 and verse 30.
我们来看罗马书八章三十节。
Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now notice in verse 30,
第三十节，
there are four key words that are very important there.
在这里有四个关键的字。
Is the word predestination?
第一个预定。
Calling?
呼召。
Justification?
称义。
Glorification?
得荣耀。
And these four key words is found in the book of Genesis.
那么这四个字呢，在创世纪里都找得到。
Because there are four main characters that actually highlighted the book of Genesis.
因为在创世纪里面有四个主要的特性。
主要的人物 ，four characters that highlight the Bible.
主要的人物。
Yeah. And the four characters highlight the four key words that we just mentioned.
这四个主要的人物呢，就跟我们刚刚所谈的这四个主要的关键字是相对应的。
And these four key words represent the four steps in salvation.
那么这四个关键字也代表我们救赎的四个进程。
Firstly, the predestination of God.
第一个就是神的预定。
God died for you. God chose you before the foundation of this world.
在世界立定根基以前，神已经拣选你，他为你而死。
And that is described by the life of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕这个人物可以来代表。
Acts chapter 7 verse 2 and 3, he says that when Abraham was an unbeliever in Mesopotamia, God appeared to him sovereignly.
使徒行传七章二到三节讲到，祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索波大米还未往哈兰去的时候，荣耀的神就向他显现了。
Abraham didn't look for God; it was God who looks for Abraham.
亚伯拉罕没有找到神，是神来找他。
You know, sometimes we say, "Oh, I found God." When they give testimony that when they say, "I found God."
很多时候人来做见证说啊，我找到神了。
No, God is not lost; you are lost.
不是神，不是他，不是神迷路，是你迷路。
It's the good shepherd looking for the lost sheep.
是这个好牧人来找他的羊。
Amen. So it was God who looks for you. That is a choice out of His predestined plan.
是神来寻找你，而这个寻找是出于他在创世以前所预定的计划。
Then second step of salvation is called the calling of God.
救赎的第二个进程是呼召。
It is represented by the character of Isaac.
是用以撒来代表。
Genesis chapter 21 verse 12.
创世纪二十一章十二节。
He said, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called."
他说，以撒的后代才要称为你的后裔。
God called Isaac out of the womb of Sarah.
是神把以撒从撒拉的子宫里面呼召出来。
God called him by a special name. His name will be called Isaac.
神给他的这个名字叫以撒。
Do you love the name Isaac?
喜不喜欢以撒这个名字？
How many of you actually love the name Isaac?
有多少人喜欢这个名字？
Not many.
不太多。
This year you must love the name Isaac.
今年一定要喜欢他。 Woo!
Because Isaac means laughter.
以撒的意思是喜笑。
Amen. This year you must love Isaac.
所以今年一定要爱以撒。
Hey, love him! Ha ha ha! Ha ha! Amen.
就是要爱他。
Amen. Now, this is the call.
这就是呼召了。
When you are touched sovereignly by God and you got saved,
那么你被神的主权拯救出来。
There is a call of God on your life.
神就在你身上有个召命。
You're called by God to serve Him.
你是被神呼召来服侍他的。
You are called by God to be His bride.
你被神呼召成为他的新娘。
You are called by God to be a soldier and a priest in His kingdom.
并且在他的国度里成为一个精兵，成为祭司。
A lot of people got saved and they sit in the pew and they do nothing for the rest of their life.
有很多人得救了，他就坐在教堂的椅子上，一辈子什么都不做。
That is not a proper salvation.
这不是一个完整救恩在他身上计划的时机。
Every one of us have a calling.
我们每个人都有一个呼召。
We are called to serve God.
我们被呼召来服侍神。
So when you go back to your church,
所以当你回到你的教会，
you must tell your pastor, "Pastor, I have a calling."
你要回去告诉你的牧师说，牧师我有个呼召。
And your pastor will be surprised.
牧师会好惊讶。
How, where do you get this information from?
从哪里得来的呼召呢？
From 祷告山。
Oh, 从祷告山来的。
What are you called to do?
那你被呼召做什么？
I'm called to serve you, pastor.
我被呼召来服侍你啊，牧师。
You want me to buy tea for you?
你要我帮你买茶吗
？You want 乌龙茶还是铁观音？Ask him. I'm going to serve you.
你就问他说我要服侍你。
I am called to be your servant.
我是被呼召成为你的仆人。
Do you want to wash your car?
你要不要洗车啊
？I wash for you.
我帮你洗。
Free of charge.
不用收钱的。
This is my calling.
这是我的呼召。
I must learn first to be faithful in the house of God.
我第一步要学习在神的家中忠心。
Then I can be faithful in the ministry of God in the world.
那么我就能够继续在神在这世界上其他的事工上忠心。
So go back and be a servant.
所以你回去以后就要做你的教会的仆人。
Go back and tell your pastors, Pastor, I have a calling. I found my calling today.Because something happened in his life that made God chose him.
因为雅各生命当中发生了一件事，使神选了他。
Firstly, he hungered for the things of God.
第一个，他对神的事非常的渴慕。
You know, one day,
有一天
when I was very young,
当我过去有一天我很年轻的时候
in 1985
年
I asked God, God, why you love me so much?
我说神啊，你为什么这么爱我？
Lord, I'm a nobody. Why do you love me so much?
我是个无名小卒，你爱我做什么呢？
Year by year, I said, Lord, why are you blessing me?
我就每一年过去，我说主啊，你怎么给我这么多祝福？
Why I'm so special?
我对你为什么这么特别呢？
You know what he told me?
神说什么？
He said, I see something in you that really pleased my heart.
他说我在你的心中看到一些事真是让我高兴
I said Lord what do you see in me
我说那是什么呢
Do you see holiness I don't think I have holiness
你看到圣洁吗我觉得不够圣洁啊
But he said I saw something that deep in your heart you have a great hunger for the things of God
他说我看到你的生命最深层的里面你对神的事情极度的饥渴
You know when I see all of these wonderful people who sit in the front
当我看到这些美好神的百姓都坐在我们的前头
You remind me of my younger days
你就让我想起我年轻的时候
In younger days I make sure I get the seat as close to the speaker
在很年轻的时候呢我一定要确定我坐的位置是最接近讲员
I sit where you sit
我就是坐在你们现在的位置
And one day you may be standing here
也许你有一天会站在这儿
Yeah, you will be standing here
是的有可能
God loves everybody
神爱每一个人
So I sit thereBut I just don't sit there.
我不只坐在那儿。
I was more smart.
我更聪明。
You know what I did?
我做什么呢
？I said, Lord, I sit there.
我说主啊，我坐。
But there are also so many people sitting in the front.
可是还有很多人坐在我前头。
How to tap the anointing?
那我怎么样偷他的恩膏
？So one day the Lord say.
主有一天说。
Prompted me and said, be very aggressive.
他说你要非常的激进。
So you know what I do?
怎么做呢
？I sit in the front.
我就坐前面。
Open my mouth.
把嘴巴打开，
吃啊吃啊，喝啊喝啊，流口水啊。So after that, you know what happened?
所以之后发生什么事呢
？The speaker start to pray for the closing of his sermon.
后来呢，他就开这个讲员就开始要结束祷告。
I run out of the service.
我就冲出那个聚会。
I run and look for the place where the speaker may pass by that way.
我就想说那个讲员会从哪里出来。
And I'll be waiting there.
等在那儿。
People are still in the congregation. I'm waiting there for him now.
当人还在里头的时候，我在外面等他。
And lo and behold, he came.
看来他来了。
Hey, Pastor.
牧师啊。
Oh, Pastor, you must pray for me.
要为我祷告啊。
I remember once in 85, Lester Sumrall from America came.
有一次，有一个属神的仆人，他来到美国。
Now, Lester Sumrall is a general in God's kingdom.
Sumer 他是在这个神的国度里的将领。
He is a general, a powerful man of God.
他是神很有权能的人。
So I stand there and say, Pastor, you must pray for me.
我说牧师啊，你要为我祷告。
Don't do the same trick on the servant of God,
So he prayed for me. He prayed for me.
And I went backwards.
结果我就往后倒。
I came forward, Pastor, pray for me again.
然后我又倒下前，我说再祷告一次。
And he laid hand on me.
他又为我按手。
And I went backward again.
我又被倒下。
I came back, Pastor, you must pray for me again.
我又起来，我说你再祷告一次。
I was so hungry.
我太饥渴了。
Until the usher said, No, go, 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 go away, go away.
然后他说不可以，不可以，不可以再来了。
I was so hungry.
因为我太饥渴。
One day,
有一天
I was attending a healing seminar by Benny Hinn in Kuala Lumpur.
有一次在这个
Benny Hinn Kuala Lumpur 吉隆坡
我也在吉隆坡参加那个新班尼的医治聚会。
And you know what happened? I was late for the service.
那么我迟到了。
There were about 1,500 people.
大概有1500个人在那里。
So I sat with my pastor right at the back.
我就跟我的牧师坐在最后一排。
Right at the back.
坐最后一排。
So when Benny said, "Now it's time that I'm going to pray for the people. You want to receive the anointing? Come."
像 Benny 先说，我现在为人祷告，你要不要恩膏啊
？Everybody rushed forward.
每个人都跑到前面来。
I look at them and say, "Ayo, 不了了，不了。
我说看完蛋没
了。没
机
会了。But something in me say.
可是在我里面有个东西说呢。
I must take it.
我一定要支取这个恩膏。
You know what I did?
做什么呢
？Oh.I went to the front.
就是蛇形往前走。
And my pastor said, "Hey, where has it gone?"
我说，我牧师说他跑到哪去了。
And he was shocked. Hey, first row now.
怎么跑到第一排去了
？I pushed to the crowd. I don't care.
我现在不在乎呢，我就推挤到前面去。
I knocked some, boom, pa, boom, and went forward.
就把别人打倒，冲到前面。
哇，真没有礼貌，啪啪啪。I don't care because I know I want to grab the things of God.
我也不在乎别人怎么讲，因为我要抓住神的事。
And I was right in front.
我就跑到最前面。
And I was the second person to be prayed for.
我是他祷告的第二个人。
Second out of 1,500 people.
在1500个人中，我是第二个为他祷告的。
I tell you, that's why God loved Jacob more than Esau.
这是为什么神爱雅各多过以扫。
If you want to grow and be promoted in the kingdom of God.
假如你要成长在神的国度里面被提升
You must be very hungry for the things of God.
你一定要对神的事饥渴
Do you know right now at this moment of my life?
现在在我生命的这个时刻里呢
I am not happy.
我并不快乐
Not happy not because God has not blessed me.
不是因为神没有祝福我
God has blessed me with a good and great ministry.
神是祝福我给我一个很大的事工
But I'm not happy where I am.
可是我并不高兴我所在的位置。
Deep in me, I know there are deep calls unto the deep.
在我里面深深的知道，神呼召我要进入更深层。
I say, Lord, I'm going for the greater things in life.
所以我说，神啊，我要进入我生命当中更伟大的事。
I'm not just interested in the anointing.
我不是只有对恩膏有兴趣。
I'm pursuing the glory.
我要追求你的荣耀。
I'm not just interested in the things of this earth.
我要
the things of this earth.
我不对这个世界上的事，我不再感到兴趣。
I want the things of heaven.
我要天上来的事。
So I run and I continue to pursue after the things of God.
所以我快跑，跟随追求主要给我的事。
And something happened to Jacob, and God says, "He is now my own."
发生在雅各身上一件事，神说从现在开始他是属于我的了。
He's called Israel.
他现在叫以色列。
Israel is holiness unto the Lord. He's my own, justified by God.
以色列的意思是属于神的圣者，所以他现在在神面前称义了。
There are some of you are very hungry for the things of God.
在我们当中，有些人对神的事非常饥渴。
Some of you are very active in the ministry.
而且你在服事当中非常活跃。
But you only stay in the holy place.
可是你只在圣所。
You have never gone into the holy of holies.
你从来未进入至圣所。
There is a last step in salvation.
在救赎里面
That is glorification.
这是得荣耀
It's characterized by the life of Joseph.
是用约瑟的生命代表
Genesis 45 verse 13.
创世纪四十五章第十三节
It talks about how God, Joseph told his father and his brethren, "See, come and see the glory that I have in Egypt."
在这节的经文里面，约瑟告诉他的兄弟跟父亲说：“来，你们来看我在埃及得到多大的荣耀。”
God glorified his son Joseph in Egypt.
神高举他的孩子约瑟在埃及得荣耀。
Oh, that is what we are looking for.
我们就来寻找这个。
The manifestation of the glory of God in the sons of men.
神的荣耀展现在人的身上。
There is glory, not only in the house, but upon his vessel.
这个荣神的荣耀不仅是在他的家中，并且是在他的器皿身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you take a look at the life of Abraham,
假如我们再看亚伯拉罕的生命
，because God gave me a prophetic word for 2003 from the life of Abraham.
神从亚伯拉罕的生命里面给我2003年的预言。
Abraham's life is divided into three distinctive phases.
亚伯拉罕的生命可以分为三个非常清楚的阶段。
Firstly, we call it.The awakening of the faith, 6 years, and it was characterized by Genesis chapter 11 verse 31 to Genesis chapter 13 verse 18.
从创世纪十一章三十一节到十三章十八节，讲到亚伯拉罕的第一个 阶段是信心的觉醒，花了他六年的时间。
Then the second stage is what we call the disciplining of the faith, which is characterized by 25 years, Genesis 14 verse 1 to Genesis 21 verse 21.
第二个阶段是记载在创世纪十四章一节到二十一章，二十一章二十一节，是代表他信心训练的部分，花了他二十五年。
Then there is a third phase of his life is characterized by what we call the perfecting of the faith, which is characterized by 75 years, Genesis chapter 21, 22 to 25 verse 8, not 18, 8, yeah.
第三个阶段是记载在创世纪二十一章二十二节到二十五章八节，是亚伯拉罕信心成熟的时候，花了他七十五年。
Now all together,
那么这总共呢
Abraham lived for 175 years.
亚伯拉罕活了175年。
Now he grew from level to level.
他从一个层次进阶到另一个层次。
From faith to faith.
从信以至于信。
Do you know something?
你知道吗？
Last year and this year is not the same.
去年跟今年是不一样的。
If you are the same, you never grow.
假如你去年跟今年一样，你都没有成长。
Every year you must grow in the Lord.
每一年你要在主里成长。
You must grow in the grace of God.
你要成长在神的恩典。
You must grow in the knowledge of God.
在神的知识上增长。
You must grow in the wisdom of God.
在神的智慧上增长。
You must grow in the anointing of God.
神的恩膏上增长。
You must grow in experiences.
还有在经验上增长。
Every year you must grow.
每一年都要增长。
You cannot stay the same.
你不能够停留一样。
Sometimes I ask people.
有时候我问人。
How long have you been a Christian?
我说你做基督徒多久了？
And they are so proud of it. They say, "Oh, I've been a Christian for 25 years."
他们好骄傲说做了二十五年了。
I say, "This kind of Christianity for 25 years?"
我说你做这种基督徒做二十五年了。
No improvement of your spiritual life?
你的属灵生命一点都没有长进。
Sometimes I ask him, I say, "Do you have some spiritual experience?"
有时候我问他们说你们有没有什么属灵经验啦？
Don't have.
没有。
Then I ask him, "Do you did many great things for God?" Don't have.
说你有没有做为神做一些大事啊？没有。
How much do you know the Bible? Don't know.
你对圣经了解多少？不
知道。So for 25 years, what are you doing?
那二十五年来你做什么呢？
You never grow.
都不长大。
But look at Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕。
He grew from faith to faith.
他从信至于信。
He grew from the awakening of faith to the discipline of faith and to the perfection of faith.
他从信心的觉醒到信心的操练纪律以及到。最后是信心的得荣耀成熟的时候。
The more I begin to have a glimpse of the understanding of life,
我越了解生命的本质。
Life is a process.
生命是个过程。
Once you know that life is a process,
一旦你知道生命是一个过程
，You don't push.
你不要硬去推挤它。
You don't hurry.
你不要追赶它。
Life grows on its own.
生命它自己会长的。
You understand about life itself, it grows.
你知道生命是会成长的。
So when I see people struggling to have breakthroughs, I say you don't understand life.
当我看到人在那里挣扎，而且都没有突破的时候，我说你都不了解生命。
Because life grows bit by bit, bit by bit at times.
因为生命是一次长一点，一次长一点，慢慢的长。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to take a look at Genesis chapter 17 this morning.
今天早上我们来看创世纪第十七章。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
第一节。
And when Abraham was 90 years and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, "I am the Almighty God.Walk before me, and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly."
创世纪十七章第一节第二节，亚伯拉年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。”
As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy nameAny more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. I will make thee exceeding fruitful. I will make thee nations of thee, and the king shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in thy generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee.
第四节开始，我与你立约，你要做多国的父，从此以后你的名不再叫亚伯兰，而要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立你做多国的父，我必使你的后裔极繁多，国度要从你而立，君王要从你而出。我要与你并你世世代代的后裔立约，做永远的约，是要与你和你的后裔立约的神。我现在要将你所寄居的地，就是迦南全地，归给你和你的后裔，永远为业，我也要做他们的神。
Amen. And here it says that I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land which thou art a stranger, all the lands of Canaan for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. 8 and 9.
在第八节第九节，我要将你现在的寄居之地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你后裔，永远为业。我要做他们的神。神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。”
Now here is a story of how God came one day and talked with Abraham.
这就是神有一天跑来跟亚伯拉罕说话的故事。
You know, we wasted God's time.
很多时候我们浪费神的时间。
Sometimes God comes and speaks to us, but we never take heed to His word.
很多时候神跑来跟我们说话，可是我们从来不留心他所说的话。
Many times in prayer, when the Spirit of God comes and speaks to us, we never take heed.
很多时候圣灵在我们祷告的时候跟我们说话，可是我们都不留心。
But here the Bible says when God speaks to Abraham, Abraham listened.
这里他说神对亚伯拉罕说话的时候，亚伯拉罕听。
God spoke to Abraham 7 times in his entire lifetime.
在亚伯拉罕一生的年日里，神亲自跟他说话七次。
Genesis chapter 17 was his fifth time.
这个创世纪第十七章是第五次。
The first time was in Genesis chapter 12 verse 1.
第一次是创世纪十二章一节。
Second time was in Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 and 3.
第二次是十二章二到三节。
The third time was in 13 verse 14 to 17.
第三次是十三章十四到十七节。
The fourth time was in 15 verse 2 to 4.
第四次是十五章二到四节。
And the fifth time is chapter 17.
第五次就是刚刚那个十七章。
The sixth time is chapter 18 verse 10.
第六次是十八章十节。
And the last time was in chapter 22 verse 2.
最后一次是二十二章第二节。
And God only spoke two times to his son Isaac and five times to his grandson Jacob.
神只对亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒说话两次，对他的孙子雅各说话五次。
And here in the fifth time when there was a divine encounter with God,
那么在第五次亚伯拉罕与神有一个神圣的碰面的时候呢，
God spoke something very significant to him.
神对他说了一个非常非常重要的事。
God told him, Today I want to change your name.
神说今天我要改变你的名字。
Today you will no longer call Abraham, Today you will be called Abraham.
今天你不再叫亚伯兰，你要叫亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham was very happy.
亚伯拉罕高兴了。
Because he understood Abraham means a father of many nations.
因为他了解亚伯拉罕的意思是多国之父。
He's going to be a father of many nations.
他要做多国之父。
You know, sometime in a meeting, a man of God lay hand on you and prophesy and say, God will send you to the nations.
有的时候你到一个聚会啊，这个讲员就为你按手，他说神要差你去列国。
Oh, you're going to have an international ministry touching many nations of the world.
你会有一个国际性的事工，你会到世界各地去。
Wow, you get so excited.
你好兴奋哦。
Pastor, where have you been?
说牧师啊，你去哪儿啦？
Only Taiwan.
那我只去过台湾。
Oh, that means I am more famous than you in the coming days.
说牧师啊，所以未来我会比你更有名哦。
You know why? Because I'm going to go to many nations.
因为我要去列国啊。
But you didn't understand.
可是你不明白。
So you waited at home.
你就在家等。
Waited and waited.
就等啊等的。
等到越来越老，像个老母鸡，蛋也没有生出来。You waited and waited, the prophecy didn't come to pass.
你等了半天呢，那个预言都没有实现。
And he said, God, you are trying to play around with me.
你说神啊，你跟我开玩笑吗？
Always understand, prophecy is conditional.
你要知道所有的先知预言都是有状况性的。
Anytime when God gave you a prophecy,
每一次神给你一个先知预言，
there is a condition attached to the prophecy.
这个先知预言背后都有一个条件。
If ever one day,
假如有一天，
you hear God gave you such a wonderful prophecy,
你听到神真的给你这样一个很好的预言，
please don't smile too quickly.
不要太快笑。
You better be afraid.
你最好要恐惧战兢。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Because the greater the call, the greater the molding.
因为呢，呼召越大， 神磨挲你，磨挲的越厉害。
The greater the calling, the greater the suffering.
呼召越大，受苦越多。
Oh, God says, you want to be a famous figure?
神说你要做有名的人吗？
He said, be thou perfect and walk carefully before me. In verse 1.
在第一节他说你要在我面前做完全人。
If Abraham did not have a righteous character, he failed to be the father of many nations.
假如亚伯拉罕他没有保持他这个正直的性格，他就不能够做多国之父。
If God gave you a prophecy today,
假如神今天给你一个预言。
Yesterday God gave you the word for 2003.
昨天神给你2003年的预言。
But if you don't walk before God and be perfect before Him, you may disqualify from the blessing.
可是假如你不在神面前行作完全人，你就不能够接受到这预言的祝福。
One day when God spoke to me through a man of God, he said, God is going to send you to many nations.
有一天有一个属神的人，神借着他跟我说，神要差遣你去列国。
Wow, I was so happy.
我好高兴啊。
I said, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to be a man of God.
哦、oh, ，我是一个属神的人了。
I didn't know that God break me.Year after year after year after year after year after year.
我就不知道呢，后来神就开始一年又一年又一年又一年的破碎我。
Until one day I said, God, I don't want anymore.
有一天我就说，神，我什么都不要了。
Why you are so hard on me?
哎，对我怎么这么严格啊？
Why don't you do it to this person?
你对他就这么好。
And God said, because you accept my calling.
他说因为你接受了我的呼召、啊、
Because you want to be a servant that touched many nations.
因为你要做一个触摸列国的仆人嘛。
So I'm going to polish you, I'm going to peel you, I'm going to work at you, I'm going to hammer you, I'm going to crush you.
所以我要锤你，敲碎你，再磨光你，再打亮你。
And when I become a nobody,
那我做一个无名小卒的时候呢？
Very afraid of God.
我就很怕神。
Then God said, now you can go.
然后神说现在你可以去了
哈，皮破光了就去啊。 That is the way God used a man.
神就是这样使用一个人。
So if God give you a wonderful prophecy,
而神给你一个很美好的预言，
假烂了，你要担心啊，
要小心，
你要被神磨了，要开始了。 It's going to be painful.
会是很痛苦的过程。
It's painful.
非常痛苦。
Very, very painful.
非常非常痛苦。
Very painful.
很痛苦。
This is life.
这就是生命。
Don't see the glamorous side on how God used a person.
你不要光看一个人被神用，他多么的光鲜亮丽。
There's always a secret history and a private history behind them.
在这光鲜亮丽背后，总是有一个辛酸的历史。
Abraham went through tremendous testing before God raised him up.
神真的高举亚伯拉罕之前，他通过了许许多多的测验。
The walk of Abraham is the walk of obedience.
亚伯拉罕的道路是一条顺服的道路。
When God spoke to him, it's up to him whether he wants to respond or ignore.
当神对他说话的时候，这个主权在于亚伯拉罕，他要不要回应神的话。
When Abraham respond, God bless him.
亚伯拉罕回应，神祝福他。
But it's not easy to respond to God.
可是对神回应不容易啊。
Because God is an expert and a specialist in taking people out of the comfort zone into the most uncomfortable zone.
因为神是一个专家，他是一个专门医生，他专门把人呢从他的舒服地方呢把他拔出来，把你放在一个你最不喜欢的地方。
You know, you don't like to go this place. He said, "That's where I'm going to send you."
假如你跟神说，我最讨厌这个地方，神说我就猜你去那。
You say, "How do you know?"
你说你怎么知道呢
？Mesopotamia, where Abraham lived, was a very developed civilization in those days.
在那个时候，米索波大米是亚伯拉罕所住的地方，那是一个非常繁荣的城市。
Where is Mesopotamia?
米索波大米就是现在哪里啊
？Where does Saddam Hussein live? Saddam Hussein.
疯狂海山住在哪啊
？Not Hussein, insane. Saddam Hussein. Where does he live?
疯狂的海山，发疯的海山。
Iraq.
就是在伊拉克。
Mesopotamia is in Iraq.
米索波大米在伊拉克。
God took Abraham out of Iraq.
神把亚伯拉罕从伊拉克拔出来。
Before the war begins.
在世界开始之前。
Amen. Now, here, Abraham was from a civilized society, and God says, I want you to go to a place.
这个亚伯拉罕原来住在一个这个文化很发达的地方，神跟他说你先要去另外一个地方。
God, where am I going?
去哪儿呢？
Not yet time to reveal.
现在不告诉你。
So he packed his bag.
他就赶快打包。
His father asked him, where are you going?
那么他父亲问他说亚伯拉罕你要去哪里啊？
Don't know.
不知道。
Huh? What do you mean, don't know?
什么意思不知道？
You're bringing the cattle and the goats and the servant and you tell me you don't know where you're going?
你把牛羊仆人带了一群，你跟我讲你不知道你要去哪里、啊、
And lo and behold, he went through a rough journey.
你就看看亚伯拉罕之后经过了 一番非常困难的旅程。
And you understand something.
你就知道
Abraham was very blessed.
亚伯拉罕是很受祝福。
Why Abraham was blessed?
为什么他受祝福？
And from that reason, you will understand how God is going to bless you this year.
你要从这个亚伯拉罕得祝福的原因，你要抓到你今年可以得祝福。
Because the walk of Abraham is the walk of obedience. When God spoke to him, get out of your father's house, he came out in obedience.
因为亚伯拉罕所行的一条路是顺服之路，当神对亚伯拉罕说，你要离开你的父家，他马上就出去。
And the walk of obedience is also a walk of faith.
顺服的道路也是信心的道路。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 Abraham not knowing where he go he went.
希伯来书十一章八节，亚伯拉罕虽不知道他要往何处去，他仍然前去。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I'm going to now give you the first prophetic word, part of the prophetic statement for year 2003.
现在要给你第一个有关于2003年在这段经文所讲的预言。
The Bible we just read in Genesis chapter 17.Verse 6 and 7.
创世纪十七章第六第七节。
You know, he says, I'm going to make thee exceedingly fruitful. And then in verse 7, I will make a covenant with you and your seed after you. I will be a God unto you and to thy seed after you.
第六节第七节，我要使你与你的后裔极其繁多。英文说多结果子。第七节，我要与你并你世世代代的后裔立我的约，做永远的约，是我与你后裔所立的约。
Now this is what the Lord put in my heart this year.
今年神把这个经文放在我心里。
This year is a year of fruitfulness unto the seed of Abraham.
今年是亚伯拉罕子孙果实累累的时刻。
This is what God communicated to me.
是神这样告诉我的。
I repeat, this year is a year of fruitfulness unto the seed of Abraham.
我再说一次，今年是亚伯拉罕后裔多结果子的时刻。
In other words, this promise is for you.
换句话说，这个应许就是给你的。
Do you believe it?
相信不相信啊？
Said, no, no, no. I'm not like Abraham. I'm not spiritual like Abraham. I don't have the faith like Abraham.
哦，你说不，没有，没有，没有，我不像亚伯拉罕这么有信心，这么属灵。
Abraham was a friend of God. I'm just nobody.
亚伯拉罕是神的朋友，我什么都不是。
Abraham was such a good person. I'm not so good.
亚伯拉罕是这样一个好人，我不好。
It has nothing to do with whether you are good or no good.
不管你好或不好。
It is determined by the counsel of God's word.
而是决定于神话语的。
You know what he says here in Galatians chapter 3 we just read just now?
我们刚刚念的加拉太书第三章。
He says here in verse 9,
第九节。
So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham.
但以信为本的人就和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得祝福。
So if God in Genesis 17 said, I'm going to bless you and your seed.
当创世纪十七章告诉我们，神说我要祝福亚伯拉罕与他的后裔。
And Paul say, if you believe it by faith, you are blessed along with blessed Abraham.
所以保罗说，假如你用着信心去相信，你也与亚伯拉罕一同受祝福。
But don't forget verse 29, Genesis.Galatians 3:29.
那你不要忘记加拉太书三章二十九节。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业。
In other words,
换句话说呢
，If you are Christ's seed and Abraham's seed,
假如你是属基督的，你是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And God says in Genesis 17, I'm going to bless you and your seed.
神在创世纪十七章说我要祝福你和你的后裔。
And Paul said you are Abraham's seed.
那保罗说你是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Therefore God is going to bless the seed of Abraham this year.
神要在今年祝福亚伯拉罕的后裔。
You know, I just went to a particular church at the first week of this new year.
新年一开始的第一周去了一个教会。
And you know, the associate pastor told me, "Oh, pastor, our church is increasing."
这个副牧师告诉我说，我们的教会增长。
You know why, pastor?
为什么呢？
All our deacons, all our elders, all our pastors' wives are all pregnant.
因为我们所有长老执事的太太都怀孕。
Everyone is pregnant.
大家都怀孕。
Indeed, this is a year of fruitfulness.
因为今年是多结果子的年嘛。
Now one day, Jesus came along and ministered to a particular woman.
有一天呢，耶稣专门来服侍一位女士。
It was in Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 16.
在路加福音13章10到16节。
It talked about a woman that was bent over for over 18 years.
有一个女人被鬼附病了18年，弯下腰来。
Can you imagine if you bend your back and you walk?With great pain for 18 years.
你想象你弯着腰有极大的疼痛走路了十八年是什么样子？
But when Jesus came,
耶稣来了。
Jesus made a very remarkable statement.
耶稣说了一个非常令人惊异的话。
Now I want you to learn something.
在这里要学了。
Please don't read your Bible carelessly.
不要随便读圣经。
Please don't read your Bible lightheartedly.
好像心。有很多旁骛来读圣经，
不要随随便便的去读圣经。Because God is going to speak to you.
因为神要对你说话。
You want God to speak to you?
你要神对你说话。
You want God to speak to you?
你要神对你说话。
Now turn with me to Luke 13.
我们来看路加福音十三章。
And let's read that verse in verse 16.
第十六节，我们来读。
And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, this 18 years, be loosed?From this bond or this bondage on the Sabbath day.
况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，她被撒旦捆绑了十八年，不当在安息日解开她的捆绑吗？
You didn't get it.
你还没有得到。
You didn't read it carefully.
你还没有真的懂得。
Some of you are looking at me.
有些人看着我。
No angels here, lah.
上面没有天使。
Look at your Bible.
你看圣经。
So I want all of you.
我们大家。
In unison.And read that scripture.
一同来读这节圣经。
One, two, three.
好，况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔，被撒旦捆绑了这十八年，不当在安息日解开她的捆绑吗？
Do you know how this scripture was spoken by the mouth of Jesus that day?
那一天这节经文怎么样从耶稣的嘴里出来的呢？
He didn't say, "Ought this woman not?" Be loose? No, he didn't spoke like that.
他不是这样说，他说这个女人不是应该要释放她吗？
You know how was the tonation of his language?
他的这个语气是怎么样的呢？
Ought not this woman, the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound, be loose today?
难道这个亚伯拉罕的后裔，他已经被撒旦捆绑了这么多年，不应该今天得释放？
He was surprised.
他很惊讶。
He was a daughter of Abraham.
这是亚伯拉罕的女儿。
He should be blessed and not cursed.
他是应该受祝福而不是受咒诅。
How come he didn't receive his blessing?
可是他怎么没有接受到他的祝福呢？
How come he waited so long for 18 years to be loose?
为什么他等了十八年才被释放？
My friend,
我的朋友们，
you are the seed of Abraham.
你们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
You are the son and the daughter of Abraham.
你是亚伯拉罕的儿子女儿。
Why are you still bound today?
你们今天为什么仍受捆绑？
Why are you still bound today?
今天为何仍受捆绑？
Ought you not be loose today?
你们今天难道不应该得释放吗？
That's God speaking to you.
今天神就是这样对你说。
Why are you still bound?
你为什么被捆绑？
Don't you know you are called to be free?
你难道不知道你被呼召要得自由吗？
Get hold of the scripture.
你现在抓住这节经文。
And demand that I must be free.
你要求神，你说我一定要得自由。
Why I've been bound for a long time.
我为什么被捆绑了这么多年？
I've been bound in my body for a long time by sickness.
我被疾病捆绑了这么多年。
I've been bound in my mind for a long time by oppression.
我被这个沮丧跟忧郁捆绑了许多年。
I've been bound by addiction for a long time.
我被一些的上瘾的事物捆绑了许多。
I've been bound by grief and sorrow for a long time.
在我生命当中有许多的忧伤。
Today, be loose.
今天要得释放。
Don't wait anymore.
不要再等了。
Those who are faith are blessed with believing Abraham.
那些有信心的就跟与那受祝福的亚伯拉罕一同得祝福。
I say be loose.
我说今天你就得释放。
Set yourself free.
把你自己得自由。
You have a right for deliverance.
你有权利得到自由。
Because you are a seed of Abraham.
因为你是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Don't hold back in your bondage.
不要在你的捆绑当中退后。
You are loose today.
你今天得释放。
Tell your mind, I'm loose.
告诉你的思想，你得释放了。
For I'm a seed of Abraham.
因为我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I'm the seed of Christ.
我是耶稣基督的后裔。
Tell your body, I'm loose today.
跟你的身体说，我今天得释放
了。I'm a seed of Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I'm a seed of Christ.
耶稣基督的后裔。
Be loose today.
今天要得释放。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Receive your deliverance.
接受你的释放。
You are loose.
你得释放了。
When people talk to me about those, I say, you don't understand who you are in Christ.
当人们跟我讲这些捆绑的时候，我跟他们说，你们不了解你们在耶稣基督里面的位分。
You are the seed of Christ.
你们是耶稣基督的。
You are the seed of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Abraham's seed are blessed.
亚伯拉罕后裔受。
So should your life be blessed.
所以你的生命应该是受祝福的。
Get out of your bondage today.
你今天要从你的捆绑出来。
Today is your day of deliverance.
今天是你得释放的日子。
Today is a day of salvation.
今天是得救赎的日子。
Amen. Now, how are we going to enter into this year of fruitfulness?
我们怎么样来进入今年的多结果子？
When I was pondering over that prophetic word,
当我来思想这个先知性的话语，
and the Lord began to speak a word in my heart.
神对我的心说话。
He said, by understanding the two periods of wilderness in Abraham's life.
借着了解亚伯拉罕在旷野的两阶段的生活。
Now you notice that Abraham went through a wilderness period in his life.
亚伯拉罕在他的生命当中有一个阶段是在旷野里。
First time it was happened before Genesis chapter 12 verse 1.
第一个阶段发生是在十二章。创世纪十二章一节之前。
Because Abraham lived with his father for some years in a place called Haran.
因为亚伯拉罕跟他的父亲住在哈兰。
They stayed there instead of going straight to Canaan's land. They stayed there for many years.
他们住在哈兰好多年，他们没有直接去到迦南地。
You know what his father is called?
他的父亲叫什么名字
？Terah.
他拉。
Terah means.Delay.
他拉就是延迟的意思。
Procrastination.
延后。
Procrastination is the thief of God's blessing.
延迟是神祝福的贼。
God spoke to you and said, pray for Taiwan.
神跟你说为台湾祷告。
Oh, Pastor, this month I have no time. Maybe April I will have time to pray.
你说主啊，这个月没有时间，四月。
It's too late. When you procrastinate, you will lose your blessing.
太晚了，当你延迟，你就失去了祝福。
This month, you must light up the fire of prayer in your soul.
这个月你就要燃起你祷告的火。
Don't wait for next month.
不要等下个月。
By next month, you will lose the blessing. You'll forget about it.
到下个月以后，你就冷淡退后，你什么都忘了。
And you know what the place called? It was called Haran.
那他住的地方叫哈兰。
Haran in the Hebrew means barrenness.Fruitlessness.
哈兰希伯来文的意思就是不结果子，贫穷。
Now learn something here.
你要学到。
Half-hearted obedience will produce no fruit in your life.
不全心的顺服在你的生命当中就没有果子。
Half obedience is equivalent to disobedience.
一半的顺服等于不顺服。
Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺服神。
God told him to come up from his country.
神说你从你的国家出来。
So he obeyed God.
他就顺服神。
He left Mesopotamia.
他离开了米索波大米。
But he stopped short of Canaan land. He stopped midway at Haran.
可是他并没有到达迦南，他在中间就停止了，在哈兰停止。
Half obedience is equivalent to disobedience.
一半的顺服等于不顺服。
Half obedience is also fruitlessness.
一半的顺服也是不结果子的。
Oh, Pastor, I will obey the call of prayer.
你说牧师啊，我会顺服这个祷告的呼召。
But I have no time to pray now. I'll pray later.
可是现在没有时间，等会儿再祷告。
Half obedience is no obedience at all.
一半的顺服就是不顺服。
And so Abraham wasted many years. It was called the years of barrenness in Haran.
所以亚伯拉罕浪费了很多年，这个叫做他在哈兰不结果子的年日。
But then when he came to land,
后来他到了迦南。
That was a second period of wilderness.
他的旷野的第二阶段开始。
Now in Genesis chapter 13 verse 14, something happened.
在创世纪十三章十四节发生了一件事。
The Bible says,
亚伯拉与罗德分离以后，神才开始对他说话。
When you begin to live a life of separation,
当你过一个分别为圣的生活。
When you begin to walk a walk of holiness,
当你行在圣洁的道路当中。
God is going to speak to you.
神会对你说话。
A lot of people say, I didn't hear from God.
很多人说我没有听到神说话。
Maybe because I'm not spiritual.
也许我不属灵。
But I'm telling you, the moment you separate yourself from the things of this world, God will come and speak to you.
我告诉你，你将你自己跟世界的事一旦分开以后，神就会开始跟你说话。
I guarantee you, the day you walk a walk of separation, your spiritual life begins to grow.
我保证你，你过一个分别为圣的生活的时候，你属灵的生命就会成长。
Then we have Genesis chapter 14.
然后我们看到创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14 was a period of total consecration unto God.
这十四章呢是亚伯拉罕完全的分别为圣，归给神。
Afterwards, we will come back to Genesis 14.
等一下，我们再看到十四章。
Now we come to Genesis 16.
现在我们看到十六章。
Genesis 16 was that Abraham through his wife Sarah want to separate it from that Egyptian maid called Hagar.
在十六章讲到那个撒来想要把他的使女夏甲赶出去。
And then later on Hagar came back.
后来夏甲也跑回来了。
And because Hagar came back and under the suggestion of his wife that.Maid or the servant gave birth to Ishmael.
那么夏甲跑回来以后呢，在这个撒来的建议之下呢，夏甲就跟亚伯拉罕生一个儿子叫以实玛利。
Abraham thought that God wants a son is going to come through his servant and not through his wife.
那么亚伯拉罕以为神要给他的儿子是借着他的仆人而来，不是借着他的太太。
And this begins the second wilderness journey of Abraham's life.
这就开始亚伯拉罕第二阶段的旷野生命。
For 13 years, God.Did not talk to Abraham.
接下来这十三年，神都不跟亚伯拉罕说话。
From Genesis 16 to Genesis 17, there was a gap of 13 years.
从创世纪十六章到十七章，一共有十三年的时间。
86 years old, he was a father of Ishmael.
他八十六岁做了以实玛利的爸爸。
But then, when he was 99 years old, in chapter 17, God speaks to him again.
到十七章的时候，神才在对他说话。
When you begin to walk in disobedience, God stopped talking to you.
当你走在不顺服的里面，神就不跟你说话。
God stopped talking to Abraham for 13 years. You know how long is 13 years?
神不跟亚伯拉罕说话十三年，你知道十三年是多久啊？
I'm not talking about 1 year or 3 years.
我讲的不是一年或三年。
I'm talking about 13 years.
我讲的是十三年。
Because he walked in the flesh.
因为他行在肉体中。
When you try to help God.
当你开始想要帮助神。
To fulfill God's will.
满足神在你身上的旨意。
You spoil God's plan.
你就破坏了他的计划。
A lot of people who don't understand the ways of God,
有很多人都不了解神的方式。
They try to help God.
他们想要帮助神。
They think that maybe God is saying this thing, so I must organize my program according to how I interpret the prophecy, so I should do it this way.
有些人就想说，我想神给我的计划就是这样，他给我的先知预言是这样。所以我现在呢要根据这个先知预言，我要来组织一个事，然后把它做成。
Many people misinterpret the prophecy and the will of God.
很多人都是误解了神的先知预言，还有破坏了神的计划。
And that's why the ministry, the churches never grow.
这就是为什么那个教会的事工从来不增长。
And it went into a period of wilderness.
因为进入了旷野阶段。
If ever God gave you a word,
当神给你一句话，
don't rush out and do it.
不要赶快出去就去做了。
You must sit back and begin to pray for months and months to have an understanding.
你要开始为那个预言祷告，祷告几个月，开始了解它的含义。
What is God really saying to me?
神真的对我在说什么？
Or else you miss God's timing and you go into wilderness.
你就错过神的时刻，你就进入了旷野。
Now in these two periods,
在这两个阶段里，
there is a common denominator.
他们两个有相同的地方。
The first time he delayed in Haran,
第一次他延迟在哈兰,
it was because of his father.
因为他的父亲,
the second time he had a wilderness,
第二次他进入旷野,
it was because something was born, though it was of his own flesh, but it's not of God's plan.
是因为有 东西生出不是从神的计划，而是从他的肉体。
First time, it was his own flesh and blood, his own father.
第一次是出于他的血肉至亲，他的父亲。
Second time, it was is also his own flesh and blood. He was his own son, Ishmael.
第二次也出于他的血肉之体，就是他的儿子以实玛利。
And when I understood that, I found the key.
我了解这一点，我就找到了关键。
I found the key on how to enter into this blessed year of fruitfulness.
我就知道如何进入这多结果子的一年。
I want to share with you this principle in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 9 and 10.
哥林多前书六章九到十节就是这个关键。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators nor idolaters nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱、拜偶像、奸淫、做娈童的、青男色、偷窃、贪婪、醉酒、辱骂、勒索，都不能承受神的国。
Let me say here on the pulpit, homosexual can never enter the kingdom of God.
我在讲台上对你公开的说了，同性恋不能进入神的国。
Lesbians cannot enter the kingdom of God.
女同性恋也不能够进入神的国。
Now this kingdom of God I'm referring to is a place in heaven.
我讲的这个神的国度是天堂。
Unless they repent of their sin.
除非他们认罪悔改。
Now notice how he begins in verse 9.
第九节怎么说的？
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？
And for the rest of the verse, he described to you who are the unrighteous person.
接下来就告诉你哪些人是不义的。
If you are unrighteous,
这一段
he says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revilings, and the like.Of which I have told you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、记恨、恼怒、结党纷争、异端、嫉妒、凶杀、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
He said, I told you before.
他说我以前就跟你讲了。
I'm telling you now.
现在再讲一次。
Paul is a preacher of holiness.
保罗是传讲圣洁的讲员。
I'm telling you, the new apostolic anointing is coming back to the church in this decade.
在这十年以内，新的使徒性恩膏要回到教会。
And these apostles are coming back to preach on holiness.
这个圣徒要回来传讲圣洁。
I was telling one of the co-workers this morning at breakfast, I said, I pray that maybe one or two years from now, I will start speaking about messages on holiness.
我跟我的今天早上跟一个同工交通，我说我愿这一两年以后我能够开始传讲圣洁的道。
I'm waiting for you to grow up.
我等你长大
啊。I'm waiting for your appetite to change.
我等着你的胃口改变。
So that when I begin to give you the pure word of God,
那要我给你神纯净话语的时候，
you are going to grow spiritually in a mighty way.
你会在属灵里面大大的成长。
He said the work of the flesh,
肉体的工作，
those who do such things,
做这些事的，
will never inherit.The kingdom of God.
永远不能够承受神的国度。
If you walk in the flesh,
假如走在肉体中。
If you live in the flesh,
住在肉体中。
This year,
今年。
The promises of God is not for your life.
神的应许都不是给你的。
That's why if you take a look at Genesis chapter 21,
所以你看创世纪二十一章。
Verse 10, verse 14,
十节十四节。
You notice that Abraham, out of his pain and grief, he still has to separate.From his own flesh and blood son Ishmael.
你就可以看到这里记载，虽然亚伯拉罕极度的疼痛，他痛苦，心中悲伤，可是他还是要跟他的血肉之体以实玛利他的儿子分离。
Picture for a moment.
你看一看。
For 13 long years, Abraham lived with this child. Growing up in the teenage years, he had a relationship with this boy.
他跟这个小男孩。小孩子从小到十三岁，他跟他有一个很亲密的关系，他爱这个孩子。
He really loved this boy.
真的爱他。
Because There's only one boy in his family, only one child. So he really loved and fond of this boy. So it grieved his heart to let go of this flesh and blood. And he sent him away into the wilderness. Because God said, only Isaac inherit the promise, not Ishmael. Galatians says, Ishmael is a type of the flesh and Isaac is a type of the spirit. The life of flesh typified by Ishmael will never inherit the promises and the blessings of Abraham. And now we understood through this sharing, anytime a man of God give you a prophecy, anytime a word about this year is given to you, a promise, if you ever walk in the flesh and refuse to repent, you will never receive the blessings of God. Put it in your heart, this is the rule of God. But you say, hey pastor, no.
你说牧师不是这样?
No, if I read Genesis chapter 21,
假如我读创世纪21章,
and when I read the blessing of Ishmael in verse 20,
我在20节读到以实玛利的祝福,
look at how, what God said to Ishmael.
那神对以实玛利怎么说呢?
He said, as for Ishmael, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him, and I will make him fruitful, and I will multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 princes, and I will make him a great nation.
在创世纪21章第20节神也这样讲, 说他要让他看到以实玛利在我的面前，我也要祝福他，让他多结果子，使他成为大国。
Now, if you remember, we read Genesis chapter 17.
当我们读了创世纪17章,
God told Abraham,
神告诉亚伯拉罕,
I'm going to make you fruitful.
我要使你多结果子,
I'm going to multiply you exceedingly.
我要大大的使你的后裔繁多。
Then you look at the seed of the flesh, Ishmael, he had the same blessing.
你看, 亚伯拉罕从肉体生出的孩子, 他也有同样的祝福。
Ishmael also was fruitful. Ishmael will also multiply exceedingly.
这个以实玛利他也有繁多的后代, 而且他呢, 增长很多。
What is the difference?
两者不同在哪?
There is one difference.
只有一个不同之处。
And the difference was in Genesis chapter 17, verse 8. When God spoke to Abraham, you know what he said? An extra blessing. He said, to you, I will be a God, and to your descendant after you, and I will give to you and your descendant after you in the land, all the land of Canaan.
在这两个祝福里面相差别的地方就在创世纪17章第8节，他说我要将你现在寄居的地就是迦南全地赐给你和你的后裔。
Notice, Ishmael had the physical blessing, but Ishmael don't have the land of Canaan.
虽然以实玛利他的后裔繁多, 可是他没有得到迦南这块地。
Pastor, what are you saying?
那牧师你在说什么呢?
I am coming closer to release the second and the third prophetic word.
我现在要开始释放第二个第三个预言。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里,
the unique blessing upon the seed of Abraham is what we call the blessing of the land.
对于亚伯拉罕后裔, 一个非常独特的祝福就是地的祝福。
Hey, but I'm a seed of Abraham. But I'm not living in the land of Canaan today. I'm not living in Israel. So what is happening? Let us find out what is that unique blessing for the seed of Abraham in the New Testament age.
那么在新约里面亚伯拉罕后裔这种特殊的祝福是指的什么?
It was taken in Genesis, Galatians chapter 3 verse 14.
加拉太书3章14节,
he said that the blessing of Abraham might come down upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
这便叫亚伯拉罕的福音，基督耶稣可以临到外邦人， 使我们因着信得着所应许的圣灵。
Ah, now you understand.
现在你了解了。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约,
if you are a seed of Abraham,
假如你是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
this is the blessing.
你得的祝福。
The land of Canaan is your inheritance.
就是迦南地是你的产业。
But if you are in the New Testament age,
假如你在新约里,
and you have accepted Jesus Christ,
你接受了耶稣基督,
if you are a seed of Abraham in Christ Jesus,
你在耶稣基督里是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
this blessing now is in a spiritual dimension.
现在这个特殊的祝福是在属灵界里。
He said that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
你要借着信接受那所应许的圣灵。
In other words, the Old Testament was the land. In the New Testament, it was the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面是土地，在新约里面这个特殊的祝福是圣灵。
So if you are a seed of Abraham today,
假如你今天是亚伯拉罕的后裔，
you have the blessing of the promise of the Spirit.
你就有这个得到圣灵的应许。
Oh, Pastor, the anointing is not for me.
你说这恩膏不是给我的。
I'm not spiritual.
不够属灵。
I'm not prayerful.
我也没有很多的祷告。
I don't have a fivefold calling.
我也没有个五重执事的护照。
I don't have a spiritual hunger like Jacob.
我也不像雅各有这样子属灵的。
I will never receive that anointing of the Holy Spirit.
永远不会有圣灵的恩膏。
You don't understand.
你不明白。
Receiving this blessing is not determined by your works.
接受这个祝福不是根据你的工作。
It is determined by your status in Christ Jesus.
而是根据你在耶稣基督里面的地位。
Are you a seed of Abraham?
你是不是亚伯拉罕的后裔呢？
Are you a seed of Christ?
你是不是耶稣基督的后裔？
How do you know?
你怎么知道？
Galatians 3:29.
加拉太书三章二十九节。
Right, remember Galatians 3:29.
是的，加拉太书三章二十九节。
So if you say amen that you are a seed of Abraham, a seed of Christ,
你是亚伯拉罕的后裔，你是耶稣基督的后裔。
Then you have every right today to receive this blessing.
你就有一切的权利来接受这个祝福。
That the promise of the Spirit is yours.
圣灵的祝福是属于你。
The anointing is yours.
你有恩膏。
The power of God is yours.
神的能力是属你的。
The glory of God is yours.
神的荣耀也是你的。
Take it.
所以你要拿到。
Receive it.
接受。
Accept the fact that you can be received that infilling experience.
你要能够有信心接受，你能够接受亚伯拉罕所有的祝福。
Say this year I'm going to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
你说今年我要被圣灵充满。
God is going to fill me and fill me and fill me to overflowing.
神要不断地充满充满充满我，一直到我满溢出来。
Not because I'm spiritual, but because I am a seed of Abraham.
不是因为我属灵，而是因为我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Because I'm a seed of Abraham.
因为我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I will receive this promise.
我要接受这个应许。
I will be filled.
我要被充满。
I will be filled.Fail.
我要被充满。
Each time I pray, I will be filled.
每次祷告都要被充满。
I will be filled.
充满。
I will be filled. I will be filled.
充满。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that was the second part of the prophetic statement for this year.
这就是今年的第二个预言。
He said this year.
今年
It's a year of fruitfulness unto the seed of Abraham.
是对亚伯拉罕后裔多结果子的。
And he continued to say, this fruitfulness
他说这个多结果子呢
shall manifest through the fresh outpouring and encounter of the Holy Spirit upon the seed of Abraham.
是借着亚伯拉罕的后裔与圣灵的相遇以及圣灵倾倒在他们身上所结的果子。
This is how the fruitfulness this year is going to come into your life.
今年你多结果子的方式就是从这里来。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
当你被圣灵充满，
the Holy Spirit will fill you and He will impart to you that fruitfulness.
圣灵会充满你，传递给你那些多结果子的能力。
More of the Spirit, more fruits.
你的圣灵充满越多，你的果子结得越多。
Less of the Spirit, less fruits.
圣灵越少结的越少果子。
If you walk in the flesh, you have zero fruits.
假如行在肉体当中，什么果子都没有。
So today and this year, walk and live in the Spirit.
所以今年要开始行走在圣灵当中。
How do you live in the Spirit?
如何住在圣灵里？
By praying in the Spirit.
你要在灵里祷告。
How do you pray in the Spirit?
怎么在灵里祷告？
By praying in other tongues.
用方言祷告。
When you pray in other tongues,
当你用方言祷告。
Living in the Holy Ghost,
住在圣灵里。
The Holy Ghost will impart fruitfulness into your life.
那么圣灵就会把这个多结果子的能力传递给你。
That's why Abraham had to get rid of the flesh.
这就是为什么亚伯拉罕要把他的肉体属肉体的一切
拿走。And when he kept Isaac and he removed the flesh, the blessings came.
当他保守以撒，然后把他的属肉体的儿子挪开，他就能保守他的祝福。
You must kill Ishmael in your life.
你要把你生命当中的以实玛利统统杀死。
You must deny Ishmael in your life.
拒绝你生命当中的以实玛利。
Keep Isaac, live in the spirit.
你要保持以撒住在灵里。
And the blessings of Abraham is yours this year.
那么亚伯拉罕的祝福今年就是给你的。
Now we're going to come to the third part of the prophetic statement.
第三个部分。
Now we got to understand something before I come to the third part, and let's take a look at Genesis chapter 14.
我们在看第三个预言之前，再看创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
第十四章。
And reading from verse 18.
第十八节开始。
And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of the Most High God, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered thy enemies unto thy hands, and he gave him tithes of all. And the kings of Sodom said unto Abraham, Give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a sure latch, that I will not take anything that is thine. This thou shalt say, I have made Abraham rich.
第十八节开始，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接。他是至高神的祭司，他为亚伯拉罕祝福说：愿天地的主，至高的神赐福于亚伯拉罕。至高的神把敌人交在你手里，是应当称颂的。亚伯拉罕就把所得的拿出十分之一来给麦基洗德。索多玛王对亚伯拉罕说：你把人口给我，财物你自己拿去吧。亚伯拉罕对索多玛王说：我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根鞋、一根线、一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我是亚伯拉罕富足。只有仆人所吃的，并与我所同行的雅乃以实各曼利所应得的份，可以任凭他们取去。
Now here we have two characters.
这里我们有两个人物。
You have Melchizedek, the high priest, and you have the king of Sodom.
有这个麦基洗德大祭司，还有索多玛的王。
Melchizedek is the high priest of the God of Heaven.
这个大祭司麦基洗德是神的祭司。
And the king of Sodom, it comes from the twin city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
索多玛王是从这个双城索多玛俄摩拉来的。
So we have two types here, typology.
所以我们有两种的代表。
You have the type of the spirit which is represented by Melchizedek, and you have the type of the flesh represented by the king of Sodom.
一个形态是代表属灵的，就是麦基洗德；另一个形态代表属肉体的，就是索多玛王。
By the way, I will be speaking later on in Taipei on personal holiness.
我在台北要讲一个主题，就是个人的圣洁生活。
And I wish you can come and hear.
我希望你能够来听。
Because God gave me this message and it touched many, many lives recently.
因为最近神给我这个信息呢，触摸了很多人的生命。
I'm going to share that message with you.
我要跟你分享。
But I do not know when I will share that message, but please come for the meeting in Taipei.
我不知道在台北哪一场要讲，可是我希望你能够来听。
But I know every night God is going to challenge you.
可是我知道在台北的每个晚上神都要挑战你。
I believe with more my heart that God is going to challenge you.
我相信神要挑战你。
You will not waste your time.
你不会浪费时间。
So please come.
所以你要来听。
And so here,
在这里呢，
Abraham responded in the spirit.
亚伯拉罕看到这两个王，他向属灵的来臣服。
He said, Oh, Melchizedek, I will receive your communion.
他说麦基洗德，我要接受你。
And Abraham rejected the flesh. He said, I will not touch anything that belongs to the king of Sodom.
但他拒绝了索多玛王所要给他的一切事。
He said, I have nothing to do with you. I have nothing to do with the flesh.
他说我与索多玛王没有任何的关系，我与肉体无关。
I will not take even a thread from you.
甚至你的一根线我都不拿。
Sodom is a city of sodomites or homosexuals.
索多玛是一个同性恋的城市。
It's one of the most sinful city in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面是最有罪恶的城市。
It's a type of the flesh.
这是肉体的代表。
Abraham said, I will take nothing from the flesh.
亚伯拉罕说我不要从肉体取任何东西。
I will take only those things from the spirit. And he took the bread and the wine from Melchizedek's hands.
他说我只要从属灵的那一方面取东西，所以他从麦基洗德里面接受了圣餐，就是酒和饼。
And then he said something.
他说
He said, I will give tithes to this God.
他说我要把十一奉献奉献给这个神。
He said, He is the possessor of the heavens and the earth.
他是天地的拥有者。
And in the Hebrew language, this is the name of God.
希伯来文里神的名字就是天地的拥有者。
Recently, I just compiled and finished my book on 1,200 names of God.
最近我才写完一本书叫神的一千两百个名字。
And you know what happened?
知道什么事？
He says, I will only take the things and I give it to this God.
他说，亚伯拉罕说，我只要拿这个东西是给这个神的。
And the name of this God,
那么这个神的名字呢？
is called El Elyon.
叫 El Elyon.
El Elyon is called the possessor or the master of everything in my life belongs to him.
意思就是说，在我生命当中所有的一切事都所属的这个神。
He consecrates himself to the Lord.
他把他自己分别为圣，献给神。
He said, I don't belong to myself anymore. I belong to this God.
他说我不再属于我自己，我属于这个神。
When you give your life to God today,
当你今天把你的生命给神
You know how I know you are giving your life to God?
我怎么知道你有没有把生命给神呢
Because you respond to the prayer commission. You say, I want to pray for Taiwan.
因为你回应了神对你的呼召说要为台湾祷告
So you are giving your life to God in prayer for His kingdom.
你就是为了神的国度把你的生命奉献给神了
And so what happened?
发生什么事呢
Something happened.
有一些事
Before I say that word.
在我说第三个预言
This year,
今年
God is going to test our life concerning money.
今年神要测验我们有关于钱的事。
Businessmen will be tested by God over the issue of money.
商人们要在钱上面被神测验。
A lot of businessmen last year and the year before failed God's test.
有很多的商人在去年跟前年都在这上面失败。
You know, for many years, God has blessed businessmen and those who are doing very well in the society.
这些年来神一直祝福这些商人他们赚了很多钱
But you know something?
可是你知道吗
They gave so little to the kingdom of God They gave so little to the ministry
他们给神的国度太少太少
All the money they use it to feed them their own mouth and their family
他们把所有的钱用来喂养他们自己他们的家人
They go for the biggest luxurious holiday but they give so little to the kingdom of God
他们花很多的钱去过最奢华的度假的日子可是不给神钱
And for those people that are listening by this tape
那么听到这个录音带的人
You will never be used by God in the next move.
假如你是这样的话你在神的下一个运动里绝对不会被使用
Because God is testing how you are God's faithful steward of His money in this season.
因为神在这个季节来测验你对他的钱上是不是忠心
Abraham was so blessed in Genesis 13.
亚伯拉罕在创世纪十三节受到这么多的祝福
Abraham was rich in gold and silver and the cattle.
他有金银牛羊
But he gave it to the kingdom of God.
可是他给了进入神的国度。
And because of that, he surrendered everything, including his possession. He said, I give it to El Elyon.
他把他所有的给这个 El Elyon.
And he passed the test.
他通过了试验。
If you fail the test of the temptation of materialism in life,
假如你在物质主义上对你的引诱失败
You will disqualify yourself of this rich blessing this year.
你就不能够领受今年这丰盛的祝福。
What is this blessing?
这个祝福是什么呢?
When Abraham passed the test of how he handled goods and things in his hands, he gave it to God.
当亚伯拉罕通过这个试验如何来奉献给神
He said, you are the possessor of everything in my life, heaven and earth, including my life and my things, my career, my cattle, everything.
他说神啊你是我生命中的一切的拥有者包括我的生命我的金银牛羊所有都是你的。
You know why God seldom bless Christians?
为什么好像基督徒很少受神祝福啊
You know why?
为什么呢
Because we still love money.
因为我们还爱钱。
That's the truth.
真的是这样。
If you cannot pass through the test of Genesis 14, you will never be rich.
假如你不能够通过创世纪十四章的测验，你永远不会有钱。
Say, Pastor, why are you sharing this to me now?
你说为什么牧师你现在跟我讲这个呢
Because now I'm coming to the prophetic word for this year, the third statement.
因为我现在讲第三个先知预言。
After he passed the test,
他通过试验之后
，deny the flesh, live in the spirit.
住在灵里，拒绝肉体。
Genesis 15 begins.
创世纪十五章就开始了。
Look at what it says in verse 1.
第一节。
After these things,
这事之后
After what things?
什么事啊
After the test of materialism in chapter 14.
是在十四章这个物质试验他之后
He said the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision.
耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯拉罕说
Oh, this is what God is saying for 祷告山
这也是神对祷告山说的话
He said God is going to bless prayer mountain.
神要祝福祷告山
He's going to bless with much gifts and blessings.
要给你很多的礼物跟祝福
But it's not for this ministry alone.
可是不只是为了祷告山
It is supposed to go out of this place and bless others.
是想拿出去去祝福别人的
Because money is not our God.
因为神，我们的神不是钱
The money belongs to the possessor of the heavens and the earth.
我们的钱属于拥有天地的。
And if we become right, faithful stewards,
假如我们成为一个对的忠心管家
Genesis 15 verse 1 will come to pass.
创世纪十五章一节就会实现。
The word of the Lord came unto Ephraim in a vision saying,
这事之后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说
Fear not, I am thy shield.
亚伯兰不要惧怕我是你的盾牌
And thy exceeding great reward
我必要大大的赏赐你
Do you know what it says in the Hebrew language?
在希伯来文里面怎么说呢
The word exceedingly great reward You know what it means?
什么叫做大大的赏赐
Super riches
这是超富有
Super prosperity.
超级的繁荣
God wants to bless Abraham.
神要祝福亚伯拉罕
If Abraham can be blessed,
假如亚伯拉罕能够被祝福
Likewise, the seed of Abraham can be blessed.
亚伯拉罕的后裔也会祝福
But you must follow the ways of Abraham.
可是你要走亚伯拉罕走的路
Go through the same test and pass the same test.
你要经过亚伯拉罕同样的试验，而且你要通过试验。
When God lift up Abraham, He will also lift up the seed of Abraham.
当神兴起亚伯拉罕，神也会兴起亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He said, Abraham.
他说亚伯拉罕。
I am.
我是。
I am.
我是。
I am thy shield.
我是你的盾牌。
I am thy exceedingly great reward.
我就是你的大大的奖赏。
If God says to you, I am your banker.
假如神对你说他是你的银行家
My goodness
这太好了
Oh you know what it means I am your riches
如果神说我就是你的财富
You know how rich is God
你知道神有多少钱吗
He's unlimited
是没有限制的
Which means God is saying to Abraham
换句话说神对亚伯拉罕说
You can never be poor anymore
你永远不会再贫穷了
You will never be poor anymore You will never suffer lack anymore.
不会有缺乏
You will be rich.
你会有钱
But someone said, hey, yeah, I want this blessing.
有人说我要这个祝福
Genesis 14.
创世纪十四章
You pass the test.
你要通过试验
When you have $100,
你有一百块
God watch how you do with the $100.
神就看你一百块怎么用
You and you have $1,000.
然后你有一千块
God watch what you do with the $1,000.
神就看你一千块怎么用
When you have $10,000.
然后你有一万块
The same thing goes what you will do with the $10,000.
然后就看你怎么用这一万块
The more you handle God's riches in a proper way, God will increase the level of your prosperity.
你越多合适使用神的钱财，神就会加增你的钱财
And one day,
有一天
God will supernaturally say, I am your banker.
神会超自然地说我就是你的银行。
From now on, anything you like, come to me, I will give it to you.
从现在不管你要什么我都给你。
My goodness, it's an unlimited bank of heaven.
这是天上的无限的银行。
Wow, what a power!
真是很有能力。
That is true power of prosperity.
这才是真正繁盛的能力
You say what is prosperity?
什么叫做繁盛
When you give everything to God
当你把一切的东西都给神
When you consecrate your life and say You are the possessor of heaven and earth Nothing belongs to me Everything belongs to you
当你把你的生命分别为圣奉献给神说没有一个是属于我的都是属于你
When you live a consecrated life
当你过一个分别为圣的生活
No, not just separation A consecrated life
是洁净的生活
The word consecration means you give everything up. You don't own anything. If everything belongs to God.
也就是说你把你的一切都奉献给神。
That kind of life, a life of surrender.
是一种完全降服的生命。
He becomes your master.
他就成为你的主。
El Elyon is your master.
El Elyon 就是你的主。
You don't possess anything, he possesses everything in your life.
你没有拥有任何东西，他拥有你的一切。
When you do that,
当你这样做，
the power of consecration will come into your life.
那么这个奉献的能力就会来到你的生命。
And God say,I am your banker.
我就是你的银行。
Because the source of Abraham's prosperity is God himself.
因为亚伯拉罕繁荣的这个来源就是神自己。
He said, King of Sodom, you will not make me rich. You will not make me rich. I won't take anything from you.
他说索多玛王不是你让我有钱，我不要拿你的任何东西。
When God becomes the source of your blessing,
当神成为你祝福的源头，
it's powerful, unlimited.
是极有能力无法限制的。
And then here comes the third prophetic statement.
所以这第三个预言。
The first prophetic statement is that this year is a year of fruitfulness unto the seed of Abraham.
第一个预言说今年是对亚伯拉罕后裔多结果子的一年。
Second statement is that this fruitfulness shall manifest through the fresh outpouring and the encounter of the Holy Spirit upon the seed of Abraham.
第二个预言是说今年这多结果子的过程是借着亚伯拉罕的后裔与圣灵的相遇，以及圣灵倾倒在他们的身上。
Are you ready to write the third statement?
还有第三个。
This year,
今年
，According to Genesis 15:1, I shall be unto my people.
根据上世纪十五章一节，他说我要对我的百姓。
Behold,
他说你看哪
，Thy rewarder.
我要成为你的奖赏者。
He said, I am thy exceedingly great reward.
我是你大大的赏赐。
This year,
今年
God has a special name.
神有一个特别的名字。
His name,
他的名字。
Behold,
叫做看哪。
Thy rewarder.
我是你的奖赏者。
This year is a special year.
今年是特别的一年。
When God looks at you,
当神看着你。
He manifests himself,
他向你显现。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约。
As a God of holiness.
圣洁的神,
as a God of righteousness,
是公义的主,
but now,
现在,
he said, Behold,
他说, 看哪,
I am thy rewarder.
我是你的奖赏者。
This is his promise.
这就是他的应许。
Go through the Genesis 14 test.
你要通过这个创世纪十四章的测验。
And watch how God comes into your life.
你就看神怎么样来到你的生命。
This year,
今年,
behold your rewarder.
你要看你的奖赏者。
God is going to reward you.
神要奖赏你。
What you sow in the spirit, you will reap in the spirit.
你在灵里撒种的就在灵里收成。
You will be rewarded.
你会被奖赏。
You will be rewarded.
你会被奖赏。
You will be rewarded.
你会被奖赏。
Behold your rewarder.
你要看你的奖赏
者。 God will reward you for your faith.
神要因你的信心奖赏你。
You will be rewarded with healing.
还有医治奖赏你。
Because you have faith in God.
因为你对神的信心。
God will reward you with healing.
神要给你医治。
And take away your bitterness.
把你的苦毒拿走。
God will reward you.
要做你的奖赏者。
The Lord is my good shepherd.
主是我的牧者。
I shall not lack any good thing.
我绝不是缺乏任何的好东西。
This year,
今年
you shall not entertain any lack in your life.
在你的生命当中绝对没有任何的缺乏。
This year,
今年
God is your rewarder.
神是你的奖赏者。
God is a rewarder.
神是奖赏者。
So dream big, ask God for big things.
所以你要准备好抓住主要得胜。
If you pass the test,
假如你通过考验。
After you pass the test,
假如你通过考验。
Abraham, I'm coming.
你说亚伯拉罕我来了。
Abraham, I'm coming.
我来了。
The God of Abraham is my God.
亚伯拉罕的神就是我的神。
God, you are my rewarder this year.
神，你今年是我的奖赏者。
Whatever you need, God will minister to you.
不管你需要什么，神都会服侍给你。
God is a good God.
神是一位美好的神。
God is going to reward us this year.
神今年要奖赏我们。
If we reject the spirit, flesh.
假如我们拒绝肉体。
And walk in the spirit.
行在圣灵里。
Remove Ishmael.
拿走以实玛利。
Embrace Isaac.
拥抱以撒。
Reject the ways of men.
拒绝人的方式。
Walk in the will of God.
走在神的旨意。
And this year,
今年
you shall see.
你就会看到。
He said, "Watch out."
他说小心。
In prayer,
你要在祷告。
Look up.
你要往上
看。For your redemption draw nigh.
看到你的神。
Behold,
看哪。
Thy rewarder,
你的奖赏者
has come today.
已经来
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
Hey.
Hallelujah.
This is a good year.
今年是个好年。
He's a wonderful God.
是个美好的神。
Get ready to receive Him.
所以你要预备好接受他。
Not just as a God of healing.
他不只是个医治的神。
But the God of great blessing, thy rewarder is coming.
他是大大赏赐你、奖赏你的主要来了。
Oh, Hallelujah.
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 Call him from today.
今天你要这样
in prayer.
在祷告里
I will not live in the flesh. I will live in the spirit.
我不要住在肉体里，我要住在
God, you are my rewarder this year.
在那里，今年是我的奖赏。
You are my wonderful reward.
你是我美好的奖赏。
You are the blesser.
你是我的祝福。
Lord, look at me.
主啊，看我。
I'm the seed of Abraham.
我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
I receive your promise.
我接受你的应许。
Be my rewarder this year.
今年做我的奖赏。
Be my rewarder this year.
今年做
Be my rewarder this year. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your word. We have received your word today. Lord, in prayer. As we obey you. We will pray for Taiwan. As we pray for Taiwan. And live in the spirit. And reject the flesh. Lord. You are my rewarder. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pray with me. God. Jesus. You are my rewarder. Say it now. Rewarder. Rewarder.